Good Sunday morning. This is Charlottesville This Week, and I'm your host, Marcello Rolando. My guests today, I have two of the three co-founding members of the Charlottesville for Reasonable Health Insurance, and that's known to most of us by CRHI, the Charlottesville for Reasonable Health Insurance, which seems to make a lot of sense just in the name of the organization. So let's welcome, first of all, Ian Dixon. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great, thank you, and glad to have you on the show. And you, Carl Quist?
Hi, Marcello. Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. And we should mention, of course, the third founding member is Sarah Stovall. We're scheduling her for another time at another time. But for now, a little bit about Ian. He's lived in Charlottesville since 2015 with his wife and two young girls. He is a self-employed software developer and co-founder of Charlottesville for Reasonable Health Insurance. Carl Quist lives and works in Charlottesville with his wife and two children. He is a business owner and has purchased insurance in the individual market since 2009. He is also, as we've mentioned before, a co-founder of the Charlottesville for Reasonable Health Insurance. Ian, I'll start with you. It seems to me, even in the name of the organization, this seems like a common sense thing. What I'm saying is it seems like you guys chose the name of this so that anyone who reads it or sees it understands what you're all about at a glance. What do you think?
Yeah, so the name of the group came from the Facebook group that formed a couple of days into the open enrollment period last year when we realized that healthcare premiums in this area had tripled. So, yeah, the name was kind of meant to be a way for people to find the group on Facebook and to get help there to understand what was happening and to begin to figure out what the community could do about it.
And Carl, I understand from Sarah that Charlottesville, Virginia has the most expensive health insurance premiums in 2018. Is that true?
That's right. For 2018, insurance premiums in the individual market are more than twice the national average. They're 23% more expensive than the next most expensive market. And what's interesting is it wasn't always that way. So in 2017, Charlottesville was actually below the average in terms of average premiums. So something happened going into 2018 where we went from being sort of in the middle of the pack to being this clear outlier way outside of where everyone else is.
So Ian, what happened?
Well, once we understood what Carl just talked about, the extreme nature of the rates here, myself, Carl, and Sarah began to investigate how these rates came to be. We started going through the insurance company, which is Optima Health. We started going through their filings. We started meeting with the Virginia Bureau of Insurance and Optima's own leadership team to try and figure out exactly what had happened and how these rates could possibly be justified.
Carl, you agree that we are really primarily talking about Optima Health?
That's right. Optima Health for 2018 is the only insurer that operates in the individual market. So if you're self-employed or you have a small business and you buy insurance through the individual marketplace, your only choice in Charlottesville is Optima. They have a monopoly position here, and they definitely took advantage of that to triple the rates here.
Well, what sort of response? I presume. Well, I know you guys are talking. I've seen, of course, Sarah. I've seen on TV and you guys all over Facebook and whatever. Has Optima Health responded to you in any way, directly or indirectly?
They have. Early in this process, we actually met with the CEO of Optima, both the outgoing and incoming CEO, and they've made a number of public statements, a number of which we've ultimately debunked. But initially, they tried to blame this just on some of the national trends or things that have happened in the marketplace over the past 2 years, mainly executive actions, changes to the laws that have been passed in Congress to undermine the ACA. And while it's true that those things do impact rates and have generally pushed rates up, that impacts every market in the U.S., not just Charlottesville.
Yes.
So what we wanted to do is we wanted to understand, well, why did rates around the country go up 20-30%, yet they tripled in Charlottesville? So what Optima told us was two things. One, they blamed the high rates on the high cost of medicine, medical providers in Charlottesville, specifically University of Virginia Health System. And then they also talked about how Charlottesville had a particularly high utilization driven by what they call morbidity. So claims that people in Charlottesville are sicker than others. And there are two problems with that. Mm-hmm. First of all, we actually did obtain information from UVA about the claims data. And UVA's claims experience with Optima is actually a very small portion of the premiums that Optima is collecting in Charlottesville. So they're collecting over $100 million in premiums from people here in Charlottesville. And UVA will account for about 24 million of that. So this notion that UVA's costs are somehow driving and necessitating these high rates is not borne out by the facts. And then the second piece around the utilization and what the term I use is morbidity, it's explicitly prohibited under the Affordable Care Act for an insurer to consider the risk of a population in a geographic area when setting rates. They need to look at the risk of the population across the whole state, and they can't parse out area by area. And that's consistent with the desire to have a single large risk pool where people across the entire state are pooled. So those are the two things that they've talked about publicly. Obviously now they blame it on high costs in Charlottesville, but we've pulled the actual claims data for Charlottesville. And it looks like they're spending less than 50 cents of every dollar in Charlottesville on claims.
All right. We're going to take a short break. We are talking to Ian Dixon and Carl Quist, two of the co-founding members of the Charlottesville for Reasonable Health Insurance, CRHI. Stay with us. We'll be right back.